Hibbert Carter.
Oh, man. Oh, I am exhausted. Exhausticated. Getting ready for the big day.
The big day.
You know, I don't know. Yes. The day of gluttony. Just out of curiosity, what are you preparing for the day of gluttony?
Well, nothing. So I don't know. Great. I have no idea. Great. Look, it's very, very busy at the Vader family compound these days. What about you? Yes. What are you preparing?
Well,
you prepared?
I did you not hear me go, ooh, I'm exhausted.
Ooh.
Okay, well, I see that the elf on a shelf is right there behind you. Excuse me, the jar on a shelf.
Right,
is right there behind you. And you notice I didn't ask him what he was preparing for the big day.
But you are welcome to, but I know the answer. But
he's always in charge of the stuffing. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cat.
It got a smile, everybody.
Host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
hello. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 21st of November, 20 and 22, and the gobble-gobble year of Miss Dolly Hortensia LaVatria Parton. I am your host, one of your hosts.
Yeah.
It's been a busy weekend. It's been a week. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I've spent the week...
It's been a busy week. We'll let it slide this
Right. This once. That's V-A-D-E-R when you spell it correctly. Larry H. Vader. And today we are joined by... the co-host of this shit, Sammy, the one who is he's effervescent and his vocal talents are not to be questioned. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Hi, Big Fatty.
And we're also joined by...
And today, it's been a while, but we're also...
Bringing up the rear, so to speak.
It's been a while, but I have to behave.
Wait a minute. Is that in response to him being here or bringing up the rear?
Right. It is the handsomest one on this little show.
Thank you so much.
It's the jar, everyone.
Oh, God. There's just lovey-dovey neck scratching. Yeah.
Oh, you know what I should have added?
What? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to get that vomit sound back.
It is. And I don't know how we did without it for so long. Y'all, the jar is here. Y'all, we've had a week and a weekend as well, but nothing exciting.
Well, let's get
right
into it.
Well, we've got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Y'all spent the week at the hospital.
Oh.
Well, it wasn't
the
week.
Are you okay?
Yeah. So, y'all, last Monday, when you heard the little shoo, I was, I got in the jalopy and drove up to Hatville, picked up the hats, got in the Chevrolet Red or similar, drove back to the Charlestons. Y'all had an incident with a hotel, but got them all situated, got them checked in, got them some soup, because, you know.
Oh, well, you know.
It was 70 degrees. So we got them some soup. And
what kind of soup was it, just out of curiosity?
It was chicken noodle.
Of course.
It was chicken noodle. Know,
Jewish, what did they call it?
I don't know what racist thing you're getting ready to say.
Jewish something. Guru Nudie just said it on a Twitty.
Oh, well.
He is. Jewish. I don't know what he said.
Okay.
Chicken soup. Anyway.
Chicken soup. It was not matzo ball soup. But yeah, so y'all, Tuesday.
Missing those balls. Just
I tell you. Tuesday morning, y'all, Father Hat had the appointment at the medical university.
What did
Dr. Joe say is their tagline, their jar? It's like finding the impossible. I don't know, something. Anyway, but y'all, we had a very long day at the medical university there with Father Hat. Got in the Hatmobile, went back to Hatville, dropped them off, got back in the jalopy.
You went back on Tuesday also?
Uh-huh. Got back in the jalopy and drove back to the Charlestons. Y'all, it was a busy week.
Exhausted.
So I took Wednesday to recover. I feel like the jar, and I feel like we did something, but I don't remember. Nothing that is just, you know, worthy of breaking news, I'm sure. And y'all, Big Fatty is cleaning up the recording studio.
Well, young Jonathan just sent me a message. Asking if I was home, so I figured he'd be coming in, and I needed to clear a space for his
cocktail
area,
his area.
Before we go any further, Jar, do you like eggnog?
Yeah, I'm quite fond. Why?
You're what? Quite
I'm
fond.
Quite fond.
You like to fondle it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
With your tongue.
Yeah. You need to make sure
that's
kind
of hot.
So why are you asking?
Well,
why are you asking about the jar's eggnog?
Mm-hmm. No, he's never experienced my famous eggnog.
Isn't it just bourbon with a eyedropper of eggnog in it?
Well, there's. Some of that's true.
Right. Yes. Okay. Well, maybe we'll pop by for some nog.
Okay.
Because we were hoping that the lights in the big circle were on.
Nope.
Now, we weren't hoping enough to actually check and see if they were on, but we were hoping they were on. Y'all, on Saturday night, we went.
It would have been last night.
Last night, as we record this, we went to the Mount Pleasant. And, they were having a Christmas tree lighting and visits from Santa Claus at the Mount Pleasant Town Center.
Did you get to sit on his lap?
Y'all, us and 10,000 of our closest friends decided that it was time to kick off the holiday season by going to this.
Right.
We circled for a parking space it felt like 45 minutes, but it was probably 10 minutes. We circled and the jar was driving, thank goodness. So instead of 35 seconds, we made it, 10 minutes. But we couldn't find a parking space. And so we said no. And so we left and,
So you never found a parking space?
No, that's how many people were there. It was just lines of people circling for parking. Do you want to comment on that, Char?
It's very exhilarating. The amount of children I almost hit, the amount of strollers and wagons. I blinded a child, I'm pretty sure.
And that's key here. Parents.
You mean you miss them?
Right,
he is a terrible driver.
I was in the passenger seat going, but y'all, instead of strollers, they were dragging their children in fucking wagons through the parking lot. And you can't, like, the wagons are really low and they're not like, no, don't do it, parents. Mergers, la la la, Lauren, when you and your betrothed have all the children, and I assume you're going to have 453. I know. You got to get on it, Miss Lauren. That biological clock is ticking.
Trust me, she knows.
Right. It ticked most of its way out while she was waiting in the customs line in O'Hare.
I have to try this, I'm being told.
Yeah.
What is it? Is it tequila?
It's tequila.
Best damn tequila you ever taste.
Y'all, it's a full house here on the show today. Okay, so we've lost the fat one.
It's not.
It's tequila.
Right, it's not.
Olay.
It's not something that made me go bleh. I just kind of went. So that makes it good tequila, I guess.
Right. But y'all, it was a shit show. Everything we have tried to do has been a shit show. And I'm not mad about it.
Well, and here we are today.
Exactly. Well, we were watching Steel Magnolias downstairs because the jar has never seen it.
What? And,
y'all, I'm gonna call you out on this jar, and I'm not making fun of you. Don't get mad at me. Y'all, he didn't know who Julia Roberts was, because I was like, that's Julia Roberts, and he's like, who? And then I was like, that's Olympia Dukakis, and he's like, who? And I was like, that's Shirley MacLaine, and he's like, who? And then I was like, that's Dolly Parton, and he was like, that's not Dolly Parton. So like, I was like, yeah, it's a 40-year younger Dolly or a 35-year younger Dolly, but yeah, I was like, Dolly. Well, and the thing is, here's the thing, Jar. I was saving this one for the show. Dolly Parton in Steel Magnolias. Fatty knows where this is going. Mm-hmm. Dolly Parton in Steel Magnolias was on that filming day the same age that I am now. Oh. Just putting that out there.
Well, she looked hot.
She is. Dolly, she was very thin. Her bosoms weren't quite so large back then.
As she oftentimes says, it's not cheap. It's not cheap looking that cheap. That's not what she says. But what anyway, she
say? It's not easy to look this trashy.
Right.
Yes. That's the sign that hangs above the door in the motorhome. Anyway, or it's not cheap to look this trashy. Yes. That's
someone's taking a picture of himself and sending it to.
Right.
Someone.
Uh-huh. So anyway, but y'all. We had a rough go last night. We finally ended up eating pizza in West Ashley we went for a walk and, on the Battery. And then I told the jar the stories about how Big Fatty used to cruise the Battery, how he used to sit there. Did I not mention that was Big Fatty that used to do that? Uh-huh. And how do you think I know all about it?
Lot of good pickups down there.
Now there are police everywhere down there.
Yeah, there's a police on every block.
Yeah, and so then we had pizza. But y'all, this morning we had the bright idea that you know they're going to be able to see that if you pick it up any higher. Okay. And so, y'all, this morning we were going.
Of course,
it's not,
now we're going to be just watching.
Right.
To see.
What's he playing with?
This morning we were going to breakfast and. Y'all, we tried to go to a famous restaurant here in Charleston. Famous.
Okay.
Called the Alex's.
Oh, yes. You can't
spell old without Alex.
Right.
And y'all, they had written on the window, and I interpreted what the window meant was they're fully open. Mm-hmm. Like... And then the jar said to me, that sounds like it's full inside. And, I'm thinking, well, they wouldn't write that on the window. Y'all, basically, they looked at us like, the window said we're full. Don't come in. It was full. And then we couldn't decide what we wanted. And then we tried to go somewhere else. But they were terrible. And so then I said, take me home. And because I couldn't handle any more of it. And then we went and got pokey, which made me feel better. And then we went and got coffee, and then they were like, we don't brew coffee after 11 a.m. And I was like, huh? I mean, that's essentially what he told me. And I just looked at him, and I was like, I'm going to need a minute to process this slash not burn this place to the ground. But then...
What was this place called?
Starbucks.
Ah! Yes. Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Actually, I just, this featured dark roast was the Christmas blend. And I was like, oh, that's nice. I'll try it. And he's like, we don't brew that after 11. He's like, but you can have the shit. And I was like, no thanks. So I instead, I had a something else. But anyway.
Coffee enema?
Ooh, no. But no. So that's been my week. What about yours, Big Fatty? How have you been? What have you been up to? Well, y'all, we haven't talked to Big Fatty. I haven't talked to him all week.
I thought I had misbehaved or something, and I was being shunned. Shunned, I tell you.
No, I was texting with the nip instead of you. Look, there's only space in my life for so much old terrible. And
well,
so
I can see why you'd want to go there.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. And so the nip, y'all, the nip is, he's on me. He's on me about his coal mine-ness, and I don't know who did what.
Yes, he did tell me about that.
And I was just like, I don't know. I don't know. But anyway. But yeah, speaking of the nip, I haven't seen his stomach enter the frame.
I haven't seen him. He didn't come by here yesterday.
Oh.
And he ain't been by here today, so.
Oh.
No.
He's fine.
That's all that matters.
Well, if you want.
By the way.
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Breaking news.
How many shares of Grindr did you buy on the New York Stock Exchange?
None.
Ooh.
None. But I assume, being the big investor that you are.
Well,
that you now are, you own 35% of the company. Is that what I'm to assume?
Well, I am the Elon Muskie.
Oh, right.
Of the Grin Doctor.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well, hopefully that goes well for you. Oh, now, y'all, we have to tell you, it's just been chilly here in the Charlestons. I mean, young Jonathan is bundled up. He's in all black. He's a man in black today.
Very slimming.
And unlike the two of us, young Jonathan doesn't need to be slimming. So there's that. And then,
unlike the two of y'all who are probably naked below the neck.
I mean, he is playing with something over there.
Oh. Oh, he just stood up to prove he's naked below the neck. Okay. Nice.
Whatever.
Hello.
Oh. It's nothing exciting. It's just underpants. And I was like, they were hanging on the end of the bed. And I was like, if you're playing with those, and if you pick them up, they'll be able to see underpants. So... Anyway,
are they the My Little Pony panties?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
They're not even mine. So there you go. Oh. So.
I didn't know that y'all wore My Little Pony panties.
Well,
my secret kink, you know.
Oh, I didn't know.
I didn't hear that. Say that again.
I heard it.
I said it's my kink.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Can you help us with that? Since you're the kink master,
careful what you say around around some people. There may be a package in the mail.
Mrs. Lauren doesn't know what size the jar wears. It's fine. So,
Mrs. Lauren,
extra large.
No.
Can you buy stocks of Grindr?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, y'all, young Jonathan has just caught on that Grindr has gone public. It's GRND is the New York Stock Exchange name. But yeah, so that was the week. Y'all, it was breaking news that the Grin Doctor had gone public.
Yes.
I don't understand that.
80 shares of it right now.
You.
Just bought it.
He just bought 80 shares.
Oh.
How much was it?
It's $33 a share.
Oh. It was $17 a share the other, like, Friday.
It went up 450%, but then it'll crash like it always does before it comes back up.
Well,
so,
I own 80 shares of Grindr. How about that?
You'll get invited to the shareholders meeting there.
Yeah, they'll send out a brrrr.
Right, that's how you get invited.
That is the shareholders meeting.
Right.
Hi, I'd like to share my holder with you. I've spent a lot of the week decorating for Christmas, and I mean we're ready to go here.
Well,
I mean, the inside is up and illuminated.
Ooh.
But the outside is up, but we're not illuminating that until Thanksgiving night.
Okay.
You know, don't want to push it.
Right. Now, there was talk of the decorationing here at the Vader family compound, but I need to clean first. Because, you know, you don't want to, unlike you, with although Hortensia cleans your house all the time, but I don't clean my house. And so I need to get some things cleaned up before I pull out the Kurma decorations. But, y'all, we went to the At Home last night.
You showed me the black ornaments.
Uh-huh, the black balls. I was like, oh, Big Fatty, do you need these? And he said, oh, I've already got them.
I already have a dozen of them.
Yeah. I got an ornament, and then, you know, I got a peppermint soap dispenser. So there you go. I'm very Susie Homemaker, Larry the Homemaker over here.
Peppermint soap, or the soap dispenser looks like peppermint.
The soap dispenser looks like peppermint. It's got the good soap in it. You know,
he's already getting a message from Grindr thanking him for his purchase.
But every message from Grindr starts with, "Hi, thank you for being a shareholder."
And they said, "We'll send you the shareholders
private
report." No pick, no shareholders report.
right. Yes. I'm sorry, young Jonathan. You do have to now send them a picture of your business so that they can then block you.
We already have that.
Y'all, it's very confusing, isn't it, that the straight one is on the Grindr? It's a lot to process over here.
Let's just say there's... It's like ebb and flow.
I mean, I was at the strip club last night.
He was at the strip club last night, and today he rushes over here to be on the LFC.
Perfect. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, now I guess we can just do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead.
All right, it's that game, the Thanksgiving themed one, I hope.
Yes.
Where I tell you if a celebrity born on this day is dead or alive, and then the easy part, why you know them.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Hetty Green.
We have done Hetty before.
This will be easy for you then.
Because Hetty Green, not to be confused with Hedda Lettuce, the world renowned drag queen.
Right.
That was on the Derek and Romaine show.
And the one that outlasted Theresa May. Not Theresa May, that woman in...
In Downing Street, yeah. Yes. So Hetty Green is dead as a doornail.
And we would know her from?
Well, you probably don't, but she was the wife of Mr. Green, of Professor Green in The Clue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Well, you're very close. She is indeed dead. Mm-hmm. But Hetty was an American businesswoman and financier whose wealth and miserliness saw her known as the Witch of Wall Street. And, you know, it's Thanksgiving, so we had to have a witch in there somewhere.
Right.
You know?
I know, I do.
Oh, thanks. All right, Marlo Thomas.
Oh, Lord, Marla Thomas is alive. Y'all, she is like 85 years old. She is the wife of Phil Donahue, but you would probably better to know her as the mother in Hallmark's most recent Christmas movie. But also, she wrote some books, including one that my mother worked on, which was called Free to Be a Family. But she was an actress as well. Oh, sorry. Did you expect the Marlo Thomas dissertation?
She is Mrs. Phil Donahue.
I know.
She was on That Girl.
She was That Girl.
And she was Danny Thomas's daughter who started St. Jude's.
Correct.
Not St. Jude's. St. Jude's.
It's not plural, but got it. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
All right. Since it's Thanksgiving, I figured we had to theme it a little bit. All right. Tweety Bird.
Tweety Bird is always alive.
Mm-hmm.
And you have best.
And we would know Tweety Bird from.
Tweety Bird was the the lead character in a Looney Tunes that was produced by the Warner Brothers. I guess it's still on. Merry Melodies. And whew, that took a lot of pulling to figure out the name of that. And Tweety Bird and Sylvester the Cat starred in many cartoons where Sylvester always tried to eat the Tweety Bird, but Tweety Bird always dropped an anvil on Sylvester the Cat.
Oh, and what did Granny call him? Tweety Pie.
Oh, that's right. I could not remember.
Tweety Pie, and Tweety Pie is still alive. Is a cartoon character created by Bob Clampett and Fritz Freleng.
Dead.
From Looney Tunes and Merry Melodies. Very impressed you got that part. But Tweety Bird on this date debuted in A Tale of Two Kitties.
You know, we love a kitty around here.
We do love a kitty. All right, got time for one more?
One more.
All right, Troy Aikman.
Troy Aikman? Uh-huh. Country music star. And Troy Aikman is alive.
Okay. And Troy Aikman is indeed alive. He was a Pro Football Hall of Fame quarterback and now a broadcaster. He played for the Dallas Cowboys. Who? And he and what's his name? Left Fox and went over to ESPN recently. What's his name? Used to do all the Fox sports.
You're prepared. You are prepared.
Okay, all right. Well, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
the Jar knows.
Oh, yeah. The Jar is a huge fan of Fox Sports and all NFL. Yeah. yeah. Y'all, to the sportsy people in the room, did I see that South Carolina beat Tennessee yesterday?
Yes.
Y'all saw that shit?
Yeah.
Well, it was on when we were eating dinner, and I was like, I'm not sure what's happening here. But it got weird because this lady would not stop staring at us, she and her fat husband across the restaurant. So.
I gotta say.
All right, wait a minute.
Okay,
wait a minute.
Young Jonathan, you need to get up to the microphone.
This proves that he's not straight.
No. So yesterday, Tennessee Carolina game. Carolina's beating the shit out of Tennessee for some
Excuse me, reason. Joe Buck. That's the name of the sportscaster.
Okay. Right. Okay, perfect.
So I'm texting my boss, huge Carolina fan. I was like, "Whatever you're doing, don't stop, don't move, don't fucking breathe. Just stay right where you're at." Carolina wins. And Justin is, I shouldn't have said his name.
We'll take it out in post.
Okay, cool.
We've talked about where you work. I think we all know who your boss is. Oh, quick Google. Anyway.
Yeah. He was telling me, he was like, "Oh, I'm going to have to start streaking down Mixon Avenue." And I was like, "Justin, you're sick." And he was like, "Well, I guess you're going to have to do it for me."
So I did.
I did. At the end of fourth quarter, I streaked butt-ass naked down Mixon Avenue. And the cold weather of 40 degrees, and I was yelling, "Go Carolina!"
Go Carolina, or were you yelling
Mixon? Mm-hmm.
Were you yelling Go Carolina or Go Cox? Because I feel like you should have been yelling Go Cox. Yeah.
It was just out of curiosity, when he says streaks, he means he was dragging his butt across the carpet like those dogs do, leaving streaks on it.
Ooh, like Miss Melinda Miranda.
Marissa. Yes.
Like when she's trying to cross the room. Yeah, that's how she does it. We all know that. Yeah.
All right. Oh. So next Thursday begins the Crema season.
It does. It does. I hope y'all have already done your Crema shopping because y'all, there's nothing left to buy.
The Valentines are out now.
Basically, y'all, they already at home. Right, send me a
now. Now I know he's right behind you.
Right.
But just between you and me, have we figured out what we're getting the Jar for Crema?
Y'all, the Jar is the easiest person on the planet to shop for.
Okay, you're getting him a Roomba, is that it?
Right. Yeah, vacuum cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah.
And y'all, Jar, I'm not going to ask you because, you know, loose lips sink ships. So I don't want a sip to shink. You know, if only I had some training in voice acting.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
By the way, are you going to have the turkey-shaped meatloaf for Thanksgiving?
Only if I can put eyes on it with corn.
Oh, how about teeth?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. That's original.
You know, turkey teeth is a delicacy.
Mm.